Good evening. Let's stand. We're gonna enter in. We're gonna all pray tonight. Amen. In the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Online students, that includes you. We will begin tonight, and we will all begin to pray in the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we come in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord God, giving you praise and honor and glory, Lord God. Oh, we're so thankful, Father. We are so thankful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We bless your name, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, rabababa hashinda rabakahaya. Alalalamanda ramahirebe sanda rabakaha. Amamamamanda rebede. Amamamamamanda rebede, Lord God. All honor. Alalalamahashanda rabakaya ye here. All praise. Alalana namaye ramoho sanda rabakahaya. All blessing. Alalana rabakishanda rabakahaya. Amamamamamanda rebede. Alalalamahashanda rabakaya ye here. All thanksgiving. Ah, Rabababababanda Rabaki here, Lord God. Alalala Mahashanda Rabakaha. Amamamamanda Debedea. Alalala Mahashanda Rabakaya, ye here, Lord God. We bless your name, Father. Alalala Naramahia de Mesenda Debedea. Oh, Rabababababaka Shakanda Rabakaya, ye here, Lord God. It's in the name of Jesus we come, Lord. Alalala Bayashaha. We thank you, Lord God. Glory to God. We thank you for the name of Jesus. Oh, how we thank you, Lord God, for the precious Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, Ramamamamamahashinda Rabakaha. Amababanda Rebedea. Alalala Mahalala Kandaramayara Mahasanda Rabakahaya. Alalala Mahashanda Rabakaya here, Lord God. Amamamamanda Rebedea. Ah, la 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 mahashanda rabakaha, thank you. Ah, la 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 manda ramono rabakanda rabahia, Lord God. Oh, rabababababahashanda rabakaha. Oh, ramamamamanda rebede ramohola lakanda ramaki here. Oh, rabakashinde. Ah, la 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 mahashanda rabakaha. Amamamamanda rebede rebede. We give you all the praise, Lord. Alalala mahashanda rabakaha. Amabababababanda rebedeya. All the honor, Lord. Hallelujah. Alalala mahalala kanda ramaki here. All the glory, Lord. Alalala mahashanda rabakaha. Amabababababanda rebedeya rebedeya. Alalala mahashanda rabakaya here. Oh, we praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah for our apostle, Lord. Oh, rabababababanda rebedeya. Oh, rabababababakashakanda rabakaha. We praise you, Lord God. We praise you for the anointing, Lord God, that you placed on him for us, Lord. Oh, da ba 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 ha ya. Oh, lo 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 mo ko shanda da ba ka ha. Oh, lo 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 mo ko shanda da ba ka ha. Ama ba 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 ne de be de. Ama ba 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 ne de be de. Ama ba 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 ne de be de. We praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For the revelation that you've given unto him for us, Lord God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, lo 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 mo ko shaha. We don't take it lightly. Oh my, we don't take it lightly. Glory to God. Oh my, we don't take it lightly, Lord God. Oh, rabababahaha. Oh, rabababahashaha. Oh, no, 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 Alala Mahashanda Rabakaha. Adadada Dandi. Adadada Dandi. Adadada Dandi. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for every student, Lord God. Glory to God. Thank you for their homes. Thank you for their families, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Alala Mahashahaya. Alala Manda Rebedea. Adadada Banda Rebedea Bokonda Rabakaha. Thank you for the instructors, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Ramasha. Oh, Lola Makoya. Amamanda Rebedeha. Alala Mahashanda Rabakahaya. Thank you for what you're going to say tonight, Lord God. Thank you for what you're going to do tonight, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Shomanda Rabakaha. Alala Hila. Alala Mahashahaya. Oh Lord. Ah la 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 mahihia. Ah la 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 begende de bede. Oh la mama mama hashanda la bakahai. Ah la 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 mahaya here, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my. We can't take this lightly, you know. We can't take this lightly. Hallelujah. God has allowed us to sit at the feet of an apostle. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Who is not only teaching, but he is imparting. Hallelujah. He is imparting to us. Our lives are not the same. Amen. Amen. Don't take it lightly. Hallelujah. You know, I always like to give any announcements, instructions at the beginning of class so that I won't forget. According to my schedule, exam week is next week. Has anybody looked? Okay, exam week is next week, unless we hear something different, amen, from our dean. But according to the schedule, it is next week. Your exam will come from the end of chapter 6, where we stopped off. Remember how we went back to unforgiveness? Because I said that we rushed through it, and I thought it was very, very important. You know, for us to review that and go over that, online students. Your exam next week will come from the end of chapter 6 and chapter 7 up to the prayer of praise and worship. Seems that we have not gotten off the first prayer. Amen. And there are 12. Well, 11 actually, that our author talks about. Amen. So the end of chapter 6, and then let's say halfway of chapter 7, but only up to the prayer of praise and worship. I thought we were going to get to the prayer of petition and supplication, but we may have a chance to just name it, and that would be all. But that's what's going to be on your exam for next week. I get a little nervous about this time in the semester. I remember that from last year because I'm always thinking that we have a lot of time left. There are so many things, you know, when I go through the book, I see, well, I want to do this and I want to do that. And this is the way it always ends up. Amen. 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 So we're still, this is chapter 7, how to pray for 1 hour using different types of prayer. Our foundational scripture is what, believe it or not, Apostle read tonight, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. And it starts off with praying always, remember? With all, and when we said that all, he's talking about the different types of prayer. And as I said, the author spends a lot of time talking about the prayer of praise and worship. And so in our lessons, we have been learning the difference between praise and the difference between praise and worship. Amen. I think on our last meeting, we reviewed 13 principles concerning praise and worship, and we went over those. Some of them will be on your exam. That's the main thing. We said that praise is initiated by you. You initiate praise. And worship is the answer that God gives in response to your praise. Y'all remember that? Yeah. Amen. I think we began looking at the prerequisites needed to dwell in God's presence. And that's what we do. We begin praise. And that atmosphere, that praise atmosphere, creates the opportunity for God's presence to come. He gives us two prerequisites primarily. The first one we said was truth and purity. God is looking for true worshipers. Remember that? I had John 4, verses 23 and 24. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers, remember, shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. And then he goes on to the 24th verse. And then we also, I think, we looked at Matthew 15 and 8. God is looking for people whose words and actions are in harmony with their hearts. Remember we talked about that? Now, when I was, going over this, I thought about the word that Apostle gave us for this year. And the word that really stuck out for me was alignment. Okay? And so what the author is saying that, we have to have alignment. And I think I remember telling you that spirit, soul, and body. That's what we want. Alignment, spirit, soul, and body. He's looking for people whose words, what you're saying, and your actions, what you're doing, they're all in harmony. And he says with your hearts, but remember when we use that word heart, we know we're talking about our souls. Amen. Our minds, our emotions, our will, and our conscience. Matthew 15 and 8, these people draw near to me with their mouths, remember? I don't think we looked at Psalm 24. And all of this is under prerequisite number one, truth and purity. In Psalm 24, verses 3 through 6, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. That's in the King James, I'm sorry. Y'all know I always read King James. It's in your book, but it's in the New King James. Worship is the climax of praise. Seek God until his grace and presence are poured upon you. Your goal should be the glorious manifestation of God's presence upon all things. Praise helps you to find God and to enjoy him in the fullness of his splendor. Every area in your life that the enemy has taken hold of must be lost to the enemy when God comes. Okay, the number two of the prerequisites was integrity. God is upright in thought, word, and actions. Do not come into his presence unless you have cleansed, the author says spirit, but we say soul, right? Unless you have cleansed your soul. Worship means to have intimacy with God. And when you do this, he is unwilling to be contaminated with your, and I'm going to say soul, amen. Worship is a privilege to those who seek him in spirit and in truth and who have clean hands and a pure heart. So the two prerequisites, truth and purity, and integrity. Amen. God's presence brings, that's what the author says. Number one, joy. Many believers have lost their joy because they have not been in God's presence. Amen. So search yourselves. If you don't have joy, then you're not spending enough time in God's presence. Amen. God's presence, number two, brings peace and rest. Rest means a bodily state characterized by minimal functioning and metabolic activities, the author says. Freedom from activity or labor, a state of motionlessness or inactivity, a place for resting or lodging. He says also it's peace of mind or spirit. When God is with you, you are the one delivered from all anxiety and worry as he works. Amen? I mean, when you're in God's presence, when his presence shows up, you know, this is why we've been, I guess the author also emphasized praise and worship. Because when you praise, and then like I said, you know, you bump into worship there, God's presence shows up. And when his presence comes, these are some of the benefits that we get from the presence of God. And he says, not only that, not only joy, not only peace and rest, but number three, assurance and deliverance. When we're in God's presence, we are secured, we are strengthened, and silenced because he is in control. We are secured, meaning you're safe. You're strengthened and you're silenced because he is in control. And then he took us to Psalm 31, verse 20. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them securely in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Now, isn't that a good place to be? Amen. Amen. I mean, he's going to keep us in a secret place, talking about his presence, the secret of his presence, from the pride of man, and then from the strife of tongues. Amen. When you're in his presence, when you're in his presence, thank God for his presence. Amen. Amen. And then God's presence, he says, it changes your circumstances and it gives you the victory over Satan. If you want God to change your circumstances, then begin to praise him. Amen. God will move on your behalf and the enemy will be defeated. God's presence is the answer to your every need. The goal is to continually live in God's presence. Continually live in his presence. And, you know, sometimes we think, well, that's impossible. That's it. No, it's not. No, it's not. I mean, he's there whether we recognize it or not. He's there. All you have to do is just know that whether I feel it or not, he's there. That's in his presence. Amen. And praise him and thank him. And then worship him. Amen. And then this is how we get into the presence of Almighty God. We're going to go ahead. Yeah, we got time. We're going to start the prayer of petition or supplication. Now, other authors have divided these two. Our author puts them together. I've seen it as the prayer of petition and then the prayer of supplication. He puts it the prayer of petition or supplication. Our author says that this is the kind of prayer you use. So we're moving on. This is the kind of prayer you use when you ask God for your personal needs or desires. Anything that has to do with you and not others. When we're asking for others, who remembers what prayer that is? Thank you. Yeah, that's right. Intercession. Amen. And he's going to talk about that a little bit later. But when you're praying for yourself, and then I have in parenthesis, and I think he talks about it, your house, your car, your spiritual gift, your need for a friend, husband, a wife. That was a good word that our sister received tonight. Amen. That was a good word. As long as the desire of your heart is in line with God's word, then he will answer you. Okay, it's got to be in line with what his word says. But the distinguishing feature of the prayer of petition is that you're asking for God. You're asking God for something for yourself. Okay? You know, for yourself. That's all. And he's saying that this is either the prayer of petition or the prayer of supplication. You must keep in mind that this prayer of petition or supplication, in other Bible verses, he says, is called the prayer of faith. Now, I have also seen some authors say the prayer of faith. Amen. The prayer of faith is spoken specifically to ask for personal needs or wants. These could include, our author says, a new job, your health, a promotion at work, a salary increase, a spouse, children, and many others. He goes on to talk about supplication. He says this is also known as petitioning. It is a form of prayer wherein one party humbly or earnestly asks another party to provide something either for the party who is doing the supplicating, for example, please spare my life, or on behalf of someone else. Now, this is what he's calling supplication. Please spare my child's life. The word supplication is directly related to the simple verb for to bind. Y'all see that? In Matthew 18 and 18. Wherever you encounter the term supplication, it is presenting to us that kind of prayer where we come to the Lord and move into the dimension of controlling by the power of God that which is uncontrollable by human power. Does that make sense? Okay, controlling by the power. This is a situation where you can't do nothing about it. Only God. And then, you know, and we say that sometimes. You know, I go to God. I just went to him this week. I said, you know, this is something that is nothing I can do about it, Lord. You know, I have to give this to you. And that's what I had to do, and that's what we have to do. And so when you do that, you're petitioning God. You're petitioning, could be for yourself, could be for your children. Or you're supplicating. You know, the author says it's, you're petitioning or you're supplicating, you know, to God. You're asking for something. We know what a petition is. Have y'all ever written your own petition with God or to God? Yeah, we write it. Philippians 4 and 6 tells us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, right? We are to make our petitions known. We got all of them right there, huh? Yeah, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer, petition, look at that. And supplication. It's all in that one verse, Philippians 4 and 6. And then if we look at Mark 11, 24, this is one that we're pretty familiar with. In Mark 11, 24, let me get there. I'm going everywhere but Mark. In Mark 11, 24. And you know, we always like to read verse 23. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Then we get to 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. The prayer of petition and supplication. Amen. That's what he's saying here. You know, believe that you receive them. what things soever ye desire when you pray. You're praying and you're desiring some things from God for yourself. For yourself, okay? Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. But when you're going to believe it? When you pray. Amen. When you pray. Not when it shows up. When you pray. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I don't want to go past this one. I mean, let's look at Matthew 18, 18. Oh, I got one. In Matthew 18, 18, he's talking about, binding, remember? He said that word supplication is directly related to the simple verb for to bind. And in Matthew 18 and 18, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen? Amen. Amen. So this is the essence of the prayer of petition and supplication as stated by our author. I mean, but this is a simple one. We all understand this. This is because this is what we all did. This is what we've always done. We've always gone to God and asked him for something. Amen. You know, we never went to him. I mean, when I grew up, I didn't know anything about praise and worship. I didn't know about going to him and telling him, you know, thank you for all you've done, praising him for what he's done for me, and then worshiping him for who he was. I didn't know anything about that. But I knew how to go to him and bless me, bless mama, bless brothers and sisters. You know, I knew that. So in other words, I was petitioning God. I was asking for something. And that's what the prayer of petition and supplication is. Years ago, when we taught about the different kinds of prayers, I tell the story of how one of the instructors, and she says, this prayer is like having a shopping list. You know, you make your shopping list, and then you go into to heaven. You're petitioning God, and you're asking him for everything that's on your list. And she says, and then you're loading up your truck and you're driving it away. You know, she says, that's my prayer of petition, or my prayer of supplication. It's like a shopping list. These are things that God has already told us that we can have. You know, remember I said, according to God's word. If you ask for things according to God's word, then, you know, you write your list, you go to God in prayer or petition, and you say, this is what I need, this is what I need. And then by faith, you load up your truck and you come back with the goods. Amen. And, you know, and I received this revelation. I thought it was a great revelation myself, because that when we taught this, this was back in the time when my son had a little truck. You know, I said, well, it depends on what size truck you go to heaven with. You know, how much stuff you're going to come back with. If you got a little truck, then you're going to come back with a little bit of stuff. And I told him, I said, well, I want me a semi. You know, I'm going to drive up to heaven and I'm going to fill up me a semi truck. And this is the attitude that we have to have. You know, nothing's too big for God. Nothing's too much for God. Whatever it is that you need, like our author is saying, you know, the house. You know, you're not satisfied with the house that you're in. Well, it's God's will for you to have what you desire. You know, the Bible tells us, you know, what things soever you desire. We just read it. Remember? When you pray, believe that you receive them. Amen? Remember something else I shared with you about prayer. What is your motive? Why do you want it? You know, is it to bring glory and honor to God? Or is it because your sister got one and you want one bigger than hers? You know, these are the kind of things that we have to check our hearts. And I say our hearts, we're talking about our mind, our emotions, and our will. And we have to make sure that everything is in alignment, amen, with what we see in God's word. And then when we go to God confidently, you know, asking God, you know, for something, he will answer us. Amen? Amen? Amen. So that's, in essence, the prayer of petition and supplication that I thought I wasn't going to get to. Amen? But this is what the author says. So this prayer, it won't be a whole lot, will also be on the exam. Amen? But I'm not going to go any further. What I will do, I will go back, and let's see if I need to highlight some things. Y'all want me to do that? Y'all talking mighty slow. Y'all talking mighty slow. Y'all got this. Y'all got all of this. You don't need me to review anything. I got you, Miss Joanne. I know how you think. Amen. You think you know how I think, huh? All right. Biblical ways on how to praise. You want to be familiar with that? Now, I must apologize to our online students and to you also, because I do know that some of you go back and you look at the quizzes. I accidentally deleted a quiz. I tried to put it back, and it told me if I put it back, I would wipe out everybody's grades from before. So I didn't get with Miss Diana to ask her if it was possible for me to put it back. But, you know, maybe she knows a way I can put it back without wiping out grades of those people who've taken the quizzes before. But it was an accident. I promise you it was not on purpose. And I will see how I could get it back. But look at the quizzes. I don't always put the same questions on the exam that are on the quizzes, because the purpose of the quiz is to make sure that the students who are online are listening and looking. So I might put a question on there about last night we started with praying in the Holy Ghost, true or false? You know, well, I'm not going to ask you that. You know, that's not going to be on an exam. But just it gives you an idea of what it is that I'll be looking for. Now, even though we've only covered those two, the prayer of praise and worship, online students, I am going to include a question or two about the prayer of petition and supplication. Even though we didn't get to the others, I do want you to be familiar with the names of the others, because when we started this, I did give all 12 names of the prayers as outlined by our author. Other authors have given different names to some of the prayers. Okay, I think I've gone as far as I need to go. Amen? Amen? Amen. So y'all be blessed. Y'all have a good week. And look for your exam on next week. I think it'll be on Monday. It'll go from Monday to Monday.